弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning. Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Shall we stand to pray?
让我们一起站起来祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father,
我们的主，我们天上的父。
Lord, we come into your presence.
主，我们来到你的同在里头。
Through the precious blood of Jesus.
靠着主耶稣的宝血。
And Lord, we bow down before you to worship you.
主，我们低头在你跟前来敬拜你。
Because Lord, you are worthy.
因为主你是配的。
We thank you, Lord, for the abundant grace that you've shown to us in Christ.
我们说主在基督里头向我们显明这么丰富的救恩，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for blotting out our sins as a thick cloud.
我们谢谢你用你的宝，用主的宝血来涂抹我们一切的过犯。
And thank you, Lord, for giving us new life in Christ.
我们谢谢你在基督里头赐给我们新的生命。
We commit our whole time this morning to you.
我们把我们的全时间都交给你的手中。
We ask you, Lord, that you might touch our hearts to see you.
我们求你摸我们的心，以致我们能够看见你。
That we might understand your heart towards us.
以致我们能够明白你对我们的心。
And that we might walk together with you in fellowship all the days of our life.
以致我们能够跟你一起的同行，走我们人生每一天的路。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
This morning we will consider some scripture passages which are quite familiar to most brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们要来看一些一段的经文，很多弟兄姊妹是蛮熟悉的。
Our goal is to understand something of the nature or the character of our Heavenly Father.
我们的目的是要来看我们天上的父神他的属性或者他的性格是怎样的。
As we come to know our Heavenly Father, we can live in a right relationship together with Him.
当我们认识我们天上的父的时候，我们就可以跟他有一个对的关系。
And as we walk or live in fellowship with Him, we will experience His blessing.
当我们活在跟他的相交的当中的时候，我们就能够经历他的祝福。
The passage of Scripture that we will consider this morning is taken from Luke's Gospel and chapter 15.
我们今天早上要来读的经文是路加福音十五章。
This story is often referred to as the parable or the story of the prodigal son.
常常人就把这一段的看为一个题目是浪子的比喻。
For those who are not familiar with this story, we'll just quickly give an overview of this story.
对那些不是很认识这一段经文的，我们就很快的把这一段经文来看一遍。
From Luke's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 1 and verse 2,We see that Jesus was there, and there were many tax collectors and sinners that came to hear him.
在路加福音十五章第一、第二节那里讲到，有很多税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
And there were also many Pharisees and scribes. And when they saw that Jesus welcomed and received sinners, they murmured and they complained against him.
那里也有法利赛人文士，他们看见主耶稣接待这些罪人，他们就在心里头或者他们在口中就私下的谈论耶稣。
And that prompted Jesus to speak three short parables.
这个就叫主耶稣开始讲三个比喻了。
We will look at just the third one, the parable or the story of the lost son.
我们就要来看第三个比喻，就是这个浪子的比喻。
This story is very simple.
这个比喻是很简单的。
It's about a man who had two sons.
这故事是很简单，就讲到一个人有两个儿子。
And one day, the younger son came to his father and asked him for his share of the inheritance.
有一天，那个小儿子就跟父亲说，就求他把产业分给他。
The father gave him the money.
父亲真的把钱给他了。
And not many days later, the young boy took everything and he went off to a far country.
过了不多久，这个孩子就把所有的收拾起来，就往远方去了。
In the far country, this young boy lived a wild and a sinful life.
在很远的地方，这个孩子就过一个很多很放荡、很充满罪恶的生活。
But then he ran out of money.
但是后来他就没有钱了。
And there came a very severe famine.
并且遇到一个很大的饥荒。
And nobody gave anything to this young boy.
没有任何人给这个小孩子任何的东西。
He was desperate.
他就很绝望了。
And he found a job feeding pigs.
他只能够找一个工作是喂猪的。
And as he was there feeding the pigs, he remembered his father and his father's house.
当他在喂猪的时候，他就想起他的父亲和他的父亲的家。
His servants, his father had servants. Those servants had an abundance.
他父亲有雇工，他雇工也很丰富的。
More than they needed.
他们所有的是多过他们所需要的。
And this boy here was perishing. He was dying with hunger.
那这个男孩子在这里呢，就是要灭亡了，就是要死在饥饿里头了。
So he said, I will arise and I will go back to my father.
他说我就起来，我要回到我父亲那里。
And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am not worthy to be called your son.
他又跟父亲说，父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你，我从今不配称为你的儿子。
Take me as your hired servant.
就把我当作一个雇工吧。
And the boy got up and he went.
那么这个男孩子就起来就去了。
And his father saw him coming a long way off.
这父亲从远远就看见这个孩子了。
And his father ran towards him.
然后这个父亲就向着他跑去了。
He embraced him and he kissed him.
就拥抱他，亲他的，亲他。
He called for the servants to bring the best robe to put on him.
他就叫佣人把最好的上好的袍子呢给他穿。
And for a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet.
一个戒指戴在他指头上，一对鞋穿在他脚上。
And the father received him back into his home.
那么父亲就把他接纳到他的家里头。
And he called for the servants to kill the fatted calf and to make a great banquet.
父亲就叫佣人就宰一个肥的牛犊来欢喜快乐了。
The older brother was out in the fields.
那么大儿子就从田里头回来。
And when he came home, he heard the music and the dancing.
当他回来就听见那个跳舞快乐的声音。
He asked the servants, what's happening?
他就问一个仆人说发生什么事呢？
And so they told him,Your brother has come home again, and your father has received him.
那么他们就告诉这个大儿子说，你的弟弟就回来了，你的父亲欢迎他。
The older brother became very angry, and he would not go in.
大儿子就变得很气愤，他不想进去了。
So his father came out, and his father pleaded with him.
那么父亲就出来，就向他讲了，劝他了。
But the older brother, no, he would not come in.
但是大儿子就不，他不要进去。
Now, that is the story.
这个就是那个故事。
This morning, we would like to look at the three characters in this story.
今天早上我们盼看这个故事里头三个人物。
Firstly, for the younger son.
首先是这个小儿子。
Secondly, for the older son.
第二就是大儿子。
And thirdly, we'll look at the father.
第三，我们会看这个父亲。
Now, firstly, let's look at the son.
首先，我们先看这个小儿子。
Why did the younger son leave home?
为什么这个小儿子要离开家呢？
Now, was it because there was something wrong in the home?
是不是在家里头有一些问题呢？
Well, let's consider it.
让我们来思想。
If we look in our Bibles, Luke's Gospel, chapter 15,And we look at verse 17.
如果我们读圣经，看见路加福音十五章第十七节。
We read that the father's house had hired servants.
我们就读到父亲的家呢，是有很多的雇工的。
So those servants were there to care for the home and to do the work.
这些雇工是要来照顾这个家里头很多事物的。
So the younger son wasn't being pressured to do things. There were servants.
因为这个小儿子也不需要做什么家务，因为有雇工在这里做。
Now the servants, they had an abundance of food.
并且这些雇工都有很丰富的食物的。
So that means that this younger son must have had an abundance as well.
所以这个小儿子也会有很丰富的食物。
So he didn't lack anything.
所以他是一无所缺的。
Now we see in verse 12.
我们看见在十二节。
When the younger son asked his father, "Can I have my share of your inheritance?"
当小儿子跟父亲说，请把你的我当得的家产家业分给我的时候。
The father didn't say no.
父亲也没有说不啊。
The father was very open-hearted towards this younger son.
父亲对这个小儿子的心是开放的。
So we can guess that this younger son, if he had needed anything or wanted anything, he could have gone to his father, and his father would have given him.
所以我们就看见，如果这个小儿子有什么需要，他其实可以自由的到父亲那里跟父亲说，父亲就会给他的。
We look also at verse 29.
我们也看二十九节。
In verse 29,We have the words of the older brother.
我们从大儿子那里听见他所说的话。
And he said to his father, "Well, you never made a party for me."
他就跟父亲讲，你从来没有让我跟朋友可以有一个什么的派对来快乐。
So if the father hadn't made a big party for the older brother, he wouldn't have made one for the younger brother either.
是父亲没有为大儿子开什么派对，所以他也不会跟小儿子开什么派对。
So the home wasn't a place of wild dancing and just carrying on.
因为这个家不是给那些很放荡的派对所用的。
So the home was a peaceful place.
这个家是个平安的家。
So is there a problem with the home?
所以在家里头什么问题呢?
Well, no, there isn't.
没有。
So that means...that the problem must have been in the boy himself.
所以问题的难处只是在这个小儿子身上。
So what then was in the heart of this younger son?
所以在这个小儿子的心里头是的怎么光景呢?
Why did he want to leave home?
为什么他要离开家呢?
Well, perhaps we can understand his heart by looking at what he did.
或许我能够从他所做的事上面看见他的新的光景。
Well, firstly, he needed money.
首先他需要钱呢。
So he asked his dad quite unashamedly for money.
所以就他就不过好像不知羞耻的讲问父亲要钱。
He knew what he was going to do.
他知道他要做什么事。
It was all planned.
都老早计划好了。
And he left home.
他就离开家了。
We see it in verse 13.
我们从十三节看见。
So he had no love for his father.
他对父亲没有爱的。
He wasn't grateful.
他没有感恩的心。
For all the benefits that he had in his father's house.
为着父亲给他所这么多的照顾好处，他没有感恩的心。
Right. So he left home. He had no love for his brother. No love for his father.
他离开家了，对父亲没有爱，他对他的家没有爱。
And we see that he went to live a riotous life.
他就过着一个很放荡的生活。
Wild and sinful.
很放荡，很腐败的，很多罪恶的。
He wanted the pleasure of sin.
他要最终的快乐。
He was proud, he was willful, and he was seeking for himself.
他是骄傲，他是应作景象的，他是为着自己来寻求快乐的。
He thought he could manage his own life.
他觉得自己能够管理他自己的人生。
And oh yes.
对的。
He went into a far country where nobody knew him.
他去到一个很远的地方，那个地方没有人认识他。
Where he wouldn't be embarrassed at all.
以致他不需要做什么事情感觉任何的尴尬。
By living a sinful and a shameful life.
虽然是过一个充满罪恶跟羞耻的生活。
He didn't want anybody constraining him and saying, no, you shouldn't do that.
他不要有任何人在旁边去 约束他不能够做这个，不能够做那个。
So I wonder what he said to his dad when he left home.
所以我就稀奇他会怎样跟父亲讲呢？当他要离开家的时候。
He must have told a few lies.
他可能讲要讲几个谎言。
Okay. In the story that Jesus told, the younger son returned home.
主耶稣继续讲这个故事，就讲到这个小儿子回家了。
We look in verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Why did he return home?
为什么他要回家呢？
Well, firstly, he'd spent all his money.
首先，他耗尽他一切所有的钱。
If he still had money,He wouldn't have returned home.
如果他仍旧有钱，他就不会回家的。
He would have continued to live that life of sin.
他会继续在自己最终过生活。
But he ran out of money.
但是他没有钱了。
And then no one helped him.
也没有人帮助他了。
Only one man.
只有一个人。
Who gave him a job to feed pigs.
给他一份工作是去喂猪的。
And in verse 16, we see that he was so hungry that he even wanted to eat what he was feeding to the pigs.
我们就发现有一次他就这么饥饿，甚至想要吃猪所吃的豆荚。
In verse 17, he remembered his father's house.
十七节他就醒悟过来，记得他父家。
Even the hired servants had enough and more than they needed.
甚至这么多的雇工也有这么多丰富的食物。
In verse 17, it says he came to his senses.
十七节就讲到他醒悟过来。
He came to his right mind.
他来到他一个对的思想里头。
He realized that he was perishing.
他知道自己是正在灭亡的当中。
He was faced with reality. He was going to die.
他要面对到那个真实那个现实，就是他要死了。
And then he was honest with himself.
然后他对自己是诚实的。
He knew that he had sinned grievously.
他知道他是犯了很深的罪，叫人很忧伤的。
What had it got for him?What did this sin do for him?
这是罪已经带给他什么的后果呢?
It brought him to the place where he was perishing.
这个罪把他带在一个要灭亡的道中。
And that young boy did one very important thing.
这个男孩子做的一件很重要的事情。
He repented.
他悔改了。
He said, I'm finished with this life.
他说我现在的人生要完结了。
I'm finished with this life of sin.
我要完结这个罪里头的人生。
And I will go back to my father.
我要回到我父亲那里去。
And I'll tell him.
我要告诉他。
Father, I have sinned.
父亲啊，我犯了罪了。
Sinned against you. Sinned against heaven.
我得罪了你，得罪了天了。
And I'm not worthy to be called your son.
我不配做你的儿子。
Take me as your hired servant.
就把我当作一个雇工吧。
He knew that his father would not reject him.
他知道他的父亲不会拒绝他的。
He knew he was unworthy as a son.
他也知道自己是不配再做儿子的。
But he expected his father to receive him as a servant.
但是他期望父亲能够接纳他成为一个雇工。
His pride, his self-sufficiency was all gone.
他的骄傲，他那个自给自足的那个感觉、心态完全走了。
He was no longer living in a delusion about himself.
他在没有活在一个对自己的幻觉、错误的看法的里头。
And he got up.
他起来了。
And he went.
然后他去了
，with great resolve and purpose of heart，
带着个很坚决的决心去了。
He went with faith in his heart，
他也带着信心在心里头去了。
He went to put matters right with his father，
他要把所有错的 都把他对付，要对的跟父亲在一起。
Even though it meant he would lose face and be ashamed，
甚至这个表达他要失去他的面子，他要面对很多羞辱。
His circumstances brought him to see his sinfulness and his pride。
他的今天的处境带他看见他自己在罪里头和罪里头的骄傲里头。
And when he saw the wickedness of his own heart, then he repented.
当他看见自己心里头那个罪恶的时候呢，他就悔改了。
The solution to all his problems was to return to his father's house.
他问题的一切的难处的答案就是回到父亲那里。
And so he went.
所以他就去了。
If he didn't return, he would have perished. It's as simple as that.
如果他不回头，他就要灭亡了。事情就是这么简单。
Now, when the younger son was received so graciously by his father,
当父亲是这么能够宽容他，那个儿子这么接受父亲的这恩典的接纳的时候，
his heart would have come to appreciate the love of his father towards him.
他的心就能够认识父亲对他的心是怎样。
And one thing we can know,
一件事情我们是知道的，
that after his father received him back into his house,
当父亲接纳他回家的时候，
that young boy would never again leave home.
这个男孩子再不会离开家了。
He had experienced abundant grace.
因为他已经经历了这么丰满的恩典。
He had tasted the love of his father.
他尝过他父亲的爱。
Let us look at the older brother.
让我们来看看大儿子。
The father received the younger son again.
父亲重新接纳小儿子。
And he made a great banquet.
并且为他开一个很大的筵席。
The father was just so full of joy that his son had come home.
父亲对儿子回家是这么非常的开心。
But when the older brother came in from the field,
但是当大儿子来到家里头，从田里头回来的时候，
and he found out that his younger brother had come back again,
就发现小儿子弟弟就已经回家了。
And that his father had killed the fatted calf, and they were having a banquet.
也知道父亲为他宰了这个肥牛犊，并要开一个很大的筵席。
He was angry.
他就很愤怒了。
Very angry.
非常的愤怒。
So angry he would not go inside.
愤怒到一个地步，他连搭进去也不肯。
He had no love for his brother.
他对他的弟弟是没有爱的。
But rather, he despised him and he rejected him.
并且他是轻视他，拒绝他。
Now, this young boy, this older brother, tells us a bit about himself as well.
这个大儿子也从他的话中也告诉我们一些关于他自己的情况。
Verse 29.
29节。
He said to his father,
他对父亲说，
I never transgressed your commandment at any time.
我从来没有违背过你的命。
He was righteous.
他是很公义的。
But in verse 30, he'd heard about his brother.
但是在30节，他听见他的弟弟。
He's heard that his brother had been living such a wild life and with harlots and just a sinful, shameful life.
他听见他这个弟弟是过一个很放荡、充满很多罪恶的生活。
And he despised his brother.
他轻视他的弟弟。
Look at verse 30.
看看三十节。
See what he said to his father.
看看他对父亲讲什么话。
But as soon as this son of yours came,
当你这个儿子当他一来了，
he didn't say my brother,
他没有说我的弟弟，
he disowned him,
他已经不认他了，
he's not my brother,
他不是我的弟弟。
I want nothing to do with him.
我跟他毫无关系。
He's your son.
他是你的儿子。
He was so angry.
他是这么的愤怒。
But he wasn't only angry with his brother.
但是他不单只对他的弟弟愤怒。
He was angry with his father.
他也对父亲愤怒。
Look what he said to his father.
看看他对父亲说什么。
In verse 30.
三十节。
He accused his father.
他指控他的父亲。
As soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your living with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him.
你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你一切的产业，他一来呢，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
He had lived a righteous life.
他自己已经过了一个公义的生活。
And he said to his father, "You never made a feast for me, not even a small goat that I could rejoice with my friends."
他对父亲说，他怎样过得这么好，这么听话，但是从来没有父亲替他弄过一些什么的。山羊羔啊，给他跟朋友一同快乐。
I did what was right. I got no reward.
我做了一切都是对的，但是我从来没有收到什么的奖赏。
But soon as this son of yours came,
但当你的这个儿子一回来的时候
，who lives such a sinful life,
他是过着一个这么罪恶的生活。
You've rewarded him by killing the fatted calf.
但是你去奖赏他一个肥牛犊。
And he was so angry.
他是这么的愤怒。
He was accusing his father.
他是指控他的父亲。
You've done wrong.
你做错了。
So that was the heart of the older brother.
这个是大儿子哥哥的心。
The older brother had the same problem as the younger brother.
这个哥哥跟弟弟其实有同一个问题。
He was proud.
他是骄傲的。
He was seeking for himself.
他是为自己寻求利益的。
His accusation, oh, you didn't make a party for me.
他的指控对父亲是你没有替我弄一个派对。
So he had faithfully served his father for many years.
他很忠心的多年的服侍侍奉这个父亲。
But now it became clear.
但现在那个图画是很清楚的。
He didn't serve his father out of love, but rather out of duty.
他不是因着爱父亲而服侍父亲，而是因着责任。
Now in verses 1, 2 and 3, we saw that there were sinners and tax collectors that came to Jesus.
在第一节、第二节我们看见呢，有税吏和罪人跟主耶稣在一起。
And the scribes and the Pharisees murmured because he welcomed them and received them.
法利赛人和文士就私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
And this was what prompted Jesus to speak the parable.
因此，耶稣就用比喻跟他们说了。
Someone may appear outwardly righteous.
有一些人，他们外表可能表现得很公义的，很正义的。
But the Lord looks at the heart.
但是主却看人的心。
If there is pride, then all the outward righteousness, it counts for nothing.
如果有骄傲，你外面所有的义行都是什么都不是。
Well, let's look at the Father.
让我们看看父亲。
What would the Father have thought when his younger son came to him and said, Dad,Can you give me my share of your inheritance?
当小孩子最初跟父亲说，请你把你的我当着的家业分给我的时候，父亲的感觉是怎样呢？
Now the father had been providing everything for both his boys.
父亲一直都是为着他两个儿子供应许多丰富的。
He already knew the younger boy has everything he wants and needs.
父亲已经知道他的小孩子已经得到他所需要的一切。
So he would have guessed that the younger boy was going to leave home?
所以他是不是已经猜到这个儿子要离开家呢？
And nevertheless, he gave the young boy what he asked for.
但是无论怎样，父亲最终都把小儿子所要求的给了这个小儿子。
Now God is our heavenly Father.
神是我们天上的父。
And He knows our hearts.
他知道我们的心。
He is never fooled.
他从来不能够被愚弄的。
He has given us freedom to choose.
他已经给我们自由的意志去选择。
If we want to live a sinful life, He will not stop us.
如果我们要在罪里头继续过生活，他不会拦阻我们。
He will let us do whatever we choose.
他会让我们做自己所选择的事情去做。
But remember, we bear the consequences.
但是记住，我们要承担一切的后果。
We reap what we sow.
我们种什么就要收什么。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
There is a judgment.
是有审判的。
So what did the father do after the younger son left home?
所以当小儿子离开家，父亲怎样做呢？
Well, he watched every day.
他是每一天都在看。
Longing for his son to return again.
盼望他的儿子能够再次回家。
He loved his son very much.
他是非常爱他的儿子的。
How his heart was hurt when his younger son left home.
当小儿子离开家的时候，父亲的心是多么的伤痛。
And when the son did return, his father saw him coming a long way off.
当小儿子真的回来的时候，父亲就从远远就看见他儿子回来。
How would he have known it was his son?
他怎么知道这个是他的儿子呢？
The son would not have been dressed as before.
这个儿子所穿的衣服根本跟以前是完全不一样的。
He would have been covered in filth and muck from the pigs.
他身上一定是带着许多猪的肮脏，很破烂的衣服。
But someone was coming.
但是有一个人来了。
And his heart told him, it must be my son.
他的心就告诉他，这个一定是我的儿子。
So he ran.
所以他就跑了。
And it was his son.
就向着他的儿子去跑。
So the father had compassion.
所以这个父亲是一个怜恤的心。
And he showed abundant grace to his son.
并且对他的儿子显出非常大的恩典。
How his heart yearned for his son.
父亲的心是这样的巴望要等候这个儿子。
He hugged him, embraced him, and kissed him.
他就拥抱他，跟他亲嘴。
And the son cried out, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm not worthy to be called your son.
儿子就对父亲说，我得罪了天，也得罪了你，从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
And the father took no notice.
父亲好像听不见一样。
He already knew what was in the heart of the young boy.
他已经知道在小儿子的心里头是什么的情况。
He had returned.
他回来了。
The father had no words of rebuke.
父亲口中没有任何责备的话。
No words of condemnation.
没有定罪的话。
But rather, he graciously and lovingly received him.
他反而是很有恩典的，很有慈爱的接纳他。
And he called for the servants to bring the best robe.
他就吩咐仆人把上好的袍子拿来。
And a ring and sandals.
并且戒指跟鞋子。
And then to kill the fatted calf and to have a great banquet.
并且宰了肥牛犊，能够吃喝快乐。
Now we look at verse 32.
我们看32节。
The older brother, the older son, had accused his father of being unjust, unfair, unrighteous.
这个大儿子是控告他的弟弟的罪，并且控告父亲这样做是不公平的，不公义的。
And we see in verse 32 what the father said.
我们看三十二节，二节父亲怎样回应。
It was right.
这是对的。
It was right that we should make merry and be glad. For your brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当快欢喜快乐。
Now the point of this parable is to show the great love of the Heavenly Father for sinners.
所以这个比喻的目的是叫罪人看见父亲对罪人的心是怎样的一个心。
The Heavenly Father shows abundant grace when a sinner repents and returns to Him.
天上的父看见地上的罪人有一个悔改归向他，他心里头都是非常欢喜快乐的。
And this story makes it very clear.
这个故事讲得很清楚。
No matter how much you have sinned,
无论你犯的罪是多么的深，
if you repent and return, you will be received as a son.
如果你回头了，悔改了，你会将要被接纳成为儿子。
In one of the earlier parables that Jesus spoke, in verse 10, he says, "There is joy in heaven." I'll read it for you. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
前面第二个比喻那里，第十节说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也要这样为他欢喜。
There is joy in heaven.
在天上有欢乐。
Now, look, let's ask a few questions.
让我们问几个问题。
Why does God show such grace towards sinners?
为什么神要对罪人显出这么大的恩典呢？
Well, let's try to understand it by an example.
让我们用一个例子来看。
Think about ourselves.
想想我们自己。
Let's just say that you've done something really bad to someone.
就想想看，如果你对某一个人做了一件非常不好的事，
then wouldn't you expect that person to do something bad back to you?
你会不会期望这个人也会在你身上做一件不好的事呢？坏事呢？
But if instead the person did good to you and not bad, how would that affect you?
但是当你发现这个人 对你反而没有做坏的事，反而是做好的事，你的感觉是怎样？你是怎样看这个人？
Well, you would think this person is quite different.
你就发现啊，这个人是跟其他的有一些不同啊。
Even unusual.
很不一样，很特别啊。
But you would feel very good.
但是你会感觉很好的。
You'd even have some sort of admiration and respect for a person who did that.
你就对这个人这样对待你，你对他有一点的欣赏。
And certainly you would not do bad things to that person again.
并且你也不会在这个人身上再做其他的坏事。
And that's how it is.
事情就是这样。
We've sinned.
我们已经犯罪了。
We've done bad things to God.
我们对神做了坏事了。
And yet God does good things to us.
但是神却对我们做好事。
He freely forgives us when we repent.
当我们真实悔改的时候，他是完全的赦免我们。
Now, how can God do that and still be righteous?
神怎么能够这样做呢？仍旧维持他的公义呢？
I mean, we have inside us a sense that if you do wrong, you should be punished.
其实在我们心里头，我们有一个自觉说，我们做错事应当受刑罚的。
But the answer is that God paid the penalty for our sin at the cross of Calvary.
但是神给我们的答案就是他的儿子在各个他身上的十字架已经为我们付上这个代价了。
Jesus took the judgment of God for our sins upon himself.
主耶稣把神对罪人一切的罪的刑罚都担当在自己身上。
And now God can freely forgive us and still be righteous.
以致神今天能够完全的赦免我们，仍旧是一位公义的神。
He shows us the greatness of His grace and love toward us.
他向我们显出他的极大的爱跟恩典。
That our hearts may now turn to love Him.
以致叫我们的心能够回转去爱我们的神。
The second thing.
第二。
First thing, he wants us to love him.
第一，神要我们爱他。
Second thing.
第二。
He wants us to know him.
神要我们真实地认识他。
Now God is righteous and God is holy.
神是公义的，是圣洁的。
And as we've just said, we understand that.
我们已经讲过了，我们明白这个。
Because we all have this sense within us that if someone does wrong, they should pay for it.
因为我们心里头都有一个知道感觉，我们做错了，应该有回报的。
And that's instinct in us.
这是我们心里头很深的一个的本能的感觉。
It's something of God's character that He has put in all of us.
其实是神的性情，那个价值观放在我们里头。
In Micah's the Old Testament, Micah chapter 7, verse 18 and verse 19.There is something very precious.
在旧约弥迦书第七章十八节十九节里头有很宝贵的话。
He says that he delights in mercy.
那里讲到神是喜爱施恩的。
And that he passes over our transgressions.
他是赦免罪孽的。
God delights to show mercy to us.
神是喜爱向我们施恩的。
He does not delight to condemn us and destroy us.
神不想要定我们的罪来毁坏我们的。
It's not our way to do good to someone who does evil to us.
面对别人向我们做坏事，我们去向他做好事，不是我们人自己的处理方法。
But God does.
但是却是神面对我们的方法。
That's His character.
是他的性格。
By showing grace to us, God reveals His character and His nature.
通过启示他自己给我们的方法，神就把自己的性格也显示给我们认识。
His heart is to show grace, to show love, to restore.
他的心是要表达恩典，表达爱，以致能够挽回我们。
Not to condemn.
不是定我们的罪。
Because God loves all.
因为神爱世人。
Completely.
完全的。
The third thing.
第三。
He wants us to be like Him.
他要我们去像他。
In fact, the goal that God has is that we should be like Him.
其实神的目的，这一切都是为着叫我们能够去像他。
He wants us to have His nature and to love all mankind.
他要我们有他的性情，能够爱其他人。
He wants us to delight in mercy as well.
他也要我们能够喜爱施恩。
He wants us to delight to forgive others.
他要我们去赦免其他的。
To always seek to recover and restore rather than to condemn.
以致一直都是去寻求挽回，而不是去寻求定罪。
Now, Jesus taught many things to his disciples.
主耶稣对他的门徒教导许多的事情。
Sometimes he taught by parables.
有时候他是用比喻来教导。
And sometimes he taught by very plain words.
有时候用平白的话来教导。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7, we have his very plain words.
在马太福音第五、六、七章，我们有主耶稣很清楚的话。
And this is how Jesus lived.
这就是主耶稣的生活。
It wasn't just a theory.
不是单单一个理论。
That was his life.
这是他的生活跟生命。
And when you read or you hear his teaching, you suddenly discover that's not how we are.
当你听见或者来读的时候，你就会发现这个不是我们的光景。
By nature, our lives are completely opposite to what Jesus taught.
本性来讲，我们是完全跟主耶稣完全的相反。
We are completely wrong.
我们是完全的错的。
We have a sinful nature.
我们有一个犯罪的本性。
We are not like God.
我们不像神。
However, few people would be willing to admit that.
但是呢，有一些人他们愿意承认这个。
Most of us think that we're okay.
但是大部分人都觉得这些是可以的。
And we even think, well,Other people might have problems, but not me.
他们都觉得啊，其他人有这个问题，但是不是我。
Let's see what James wrote. Return to the book of James in chapter 3.
看看雅各是怎样讲。我们翻到雅各书第三章。
In James chapter 3 and verse 2.
雅各书第三章第二节。
He says, we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
雅各书三章二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
So how many of us are perfect?
在我们中间有多少是完全呢?
Actually, James is very, very strong with his words.
其实雅各他的话是非常强的。
We look at verse 6.
我们看看第六节。
He says that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity.
雅各的话是非常强烈的，他说舌头就是火，在我们白体中。
He says that it defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
即使说舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点做的。
That is, the tongue can do lots of damage.
舌头能够带出许许多多的破坏。
He goes on to say that the tongue is an unruly evil. Verse 8.
他继续讲，舌头就好像一个没有人能够制服的、不只是的恶物。
In verse 8, he also says, No man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
舌头没有人能制服的。也是不只是的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
So what have we said to others?
我们跟其他人讲什么话呢?
What have we said about others?
我们关于其他人，我们怎样谈论他们?
The problem is that this all comes from our old nature.
问题是这一切都是从我们的旧人的本性里头出来的。
Now, when we repent and we return to the Lord,
当我们悔改回转到主跟前的时候，
He shows us abundant grace.
他显出丰富的恩典。
He freely forgives us of our sins.
他完全的没代价的将赦免我们一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
But more than this,
但是比这个更多。
God gives us the Holy Spirit to live within us.
神给我们一个新生命，神的圣灵住在我们心里头。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵住在我们里头，圣灵就是基督的灵。
The life of Christ comes to live within us.
基督的生命来在我们里头活着。
It's a new start.
是一个新开始。
It's a new beginning to life.
是生命的新开始。
The past is blotted out.
过去的都被涂抹了。
And now we have the life of Christ, a new nature.
今天我们有基督的生命，有一个新的性情。
Now many people struggle with the old nature.
很多人 在旧的生命里头、旧人里头很多挣扎。
But God has given us a new life.
但是神已经给我们新的生命。
The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Not he may be, or he will be, but he is.
不是说他可能是或者将会是，乃是说他是新造的人。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
The old has passed away, and the new has come.
旧事已过，一切都变成新。
That is God's promise.
这是神的应许。
Don't doubt it, just claim it.
不要怀疑，只要宣告。
Claim it and live by it.
宣告这个，并且靠着这个来生活。
That is God's desire, that we have His likeness, His nature.
这是神所要的，就是我们得着他的生命，并且他的性情。
The fourth thing.
第四。
He wants us to have fellowship with Him.
他要我们跟他有相交。
When we were living in sin, we had no fellowship with our Heavenly Father.
当我们在最终过生活的时候，就跟天父没有相交。
In our story today, the father loved that son very much.
我们今天所看的这个故事，就看见父亲是这么爱他的儿子。
But there was no fellowship between the father and son while the son was in the far country.
但是在这个小儿子在远方的时候，这个小儿子跟父亲根本没有任何的相交。
It is only when we repent and return to Him that we can have fellowship with our Heavenly Father.
只能够当他真的悔改、回转、回家，他才能够跟父亲有相交。
When the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, then we can have fellowship with Him.
当圣灵住在我们心里头的时候，我们就能够跟天父有相交。
The Apostle John writes, "We have fellowship with the Father and with the Son."
约翰说，我们跟父、跟子都有相交。
And we have fellowship one with another.
并且我们能够彼此相交。
It is like a father with his children.
就好像父亲跟他的孩子们在一起的时候。
And this is how we can really come to know him.
就是这样，我们真的能够去认识他。
And learn to love him.
学习爱他。
And as we continue, we are changed into his likeness.
当我们继续这样的时候呢，我们就慢慢改变向主。
This is what salvation is all about.
救恩就是这一个。
There are more, there is more.
有更多更多。
We've run out of time.
我们时间没有了。
But God has given us promises, precious promises.
但是神已经给我们应许，宝贵的应许。
He has prepared a kingdom for those who love him.
他为做那些爱他的人预备国度。
He has promised us eternal life.
他应许我们永恒的生命。
And he is calling us to his eternal kingdom, a new creation.
并且呼召我们进到他的国度里头，是个永恒的创造。
The scripture tells us that this new creation is so good that we cannot even imagine how good it is.
是一个全新的创造，圣经告诉我们这个全新的创造是这么的宝贵。
We have every reason to press on and follow him.
我们有每一个原因要努力的追求，要向着这个去走的。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，我们的主啊。
We do thank you, Lord, for the joy that you have when a sinner repents and returns to you.
我们为做一个罪人悔改归向你，你在天上是多么的欢乐。我们为你的欢乐，我们感谢你。
And we thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love and grace to receive sinners as sons.
我们为做你那个不改变的爱跟恩典来接纳罪人，我们感谢你。
Lord, we do come to you. We ask you for every person here.
主，我们来到你跟前，我们为我们现在每一个人向你祷告。
That each one may have the joy of knowing you.
让每一个人都能够有一个因着认识你而有的喜乐。
The joy of experiencing your love and grace.
因着经历你慈爱跟恩典而有的喜乐。
The joy of fellowship together with you.
有跟你相交的喜乐。
We ask you, Lord, that you might bless your word to every heart.
我们求你用你的话祝福每一个心灵。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.